Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
As America and the world are waking up to what was a surprise today, many people are waking up and embarrassed by how they got it wrong. How did the country that has turned to pollsters to get it right so many times get it so wrong? In fact, of all the major polls, the only one that called it correctly, that was a poll that I would sit there and go, okay, you know what, I somewhat respect that one. That was the LA Times. The LA Times was the only one. And the LA Times did something completely different. The LA Times didn't do arbitrary calls to certain people. What they did is they took a group of 3,000 people, 3,000, and they continually polled them. And they continually polled them. So it was a wide swath of people that give a solid makeup of what the electorate looks like, and they continued to poll them. And they were the ones who got it right. Nobody else did. Nate Silver is completely embarrassed. He struck out on Trump when he came down the escalator. He struck out at Trump, beating any of the 16, and he struck out last night. And people are mad as hell. How in God's name did we get here? You should ask yourself, right? Before you get mad at these people, you should ask yourself, how is it that we created a Donald? And it's simple. Donald gave voice to people who are angry. He tapped into something that people were feeling. They're upset. They're frustrated. They're angry. They're depressed. They feel like they've been completely left behind. Quite frankly, they feel abandoned by their government. And he gave voice to them. And each one of them had something different to say. And he represented each and every one of them. This was not only a referendum last night against the Democrats. It was also one against the Republicans. Paul Ryan's face today, the look on his face, the absolute shock on his face was tremendous. The absolute shock on his face was absolutely like, what happened here? Yeah, so I totally, yes, I called him. Like, we're going to be pals. We are. We're going to be this, huh? Everybody missed last night. But we should be asking ourselves, how did we get here? And we got here because people are pissed. He tapped into something that people missed. He tapped into something that, quite frankly, Hillary didn't really give enough thought to. Hillary lost this election in a lot of ways. Yes, her former husband, the former president of the United States, was a bit a part of it. As much as he brought her notoriety, he brought her some infamy. The way that she handled her business, the way that she was so detached from humanity in many ways, was real. But also last night, and over the last several months, what you saw is, well, he went negative. Well, Trump went negative against everybody. He also talked solutions. He was one of those guys that goes, you're an absolute jerk and you got bad hair and nobody trusts you because you're lying dead. And then he would turn to the TV and say, I'm going to bring back jobs to America. And then he would look over and go, little Marco, oh my, I'm going to fix immigration. On the opposite side, Hillary would say, he's bad, don't vote for him, he's bad. And then she'd turn to the TV and say, he's bad, don't vote for him. He would hear and say, crooked Hillary, she's the worst, crooked Hillary, you can't trust anything she says. Oh, yeah, I'm going to fix the economy. It was always about somewhere in there, there would be something about let's get a solution. And that's what people wanted to hear. People are frustrated. They feel abandoned. That Rust Belt, he was speaking right to them. And this also goes to the point where, you know, last night the exit polls were surprising. And I said, look, I didn't think he would win. I actually thought it would be flipped. I thought she'd win the Electoral College and he may win the popular vote. It was flipped. He won the Electoral College. She won the popular vote. Either way, I knew it was going to be a close race. How close, as far as the Electoral College goes, that I didn't know. But I knew population-wise, it was going to be close. It was going to be extremely close. He tapped into something. He tapped into the anger. He tapped into the fact that people were pissed at the way that this government has handled its business and the fact that many of these people feel completely abandoned by their government. Many of these people. And when he went to places like Michigan, like Pennsylvania, like Wisconsin, many of these places where you didn't think he would go to, he went there over and over again. And what did he do? He talked about finding a solution to bringing jobs back. Whether he can or can't, I don't know. But you know what? He talked about it, and she did too. But you know what? The Democrats have been here before, and they've talked about it before. So it was just words. This guy, maybe he's got action. We know what we get with you. And if it's anything like we've gotten in the past, you'll be back here in 4 years asking for my vote, yet nothing has changed. We may not get anything different with this guy, but why not give him a shot? The government created this. The failure to understand the pain of the people. This goes to the heart of a lot of what's out there. This very weird inside the beltway intelligentsia, this media that doesn't understand what somebody's going through in Iowa or somebody's going through in Ohio, what a single mom's going through in North Carolina, what a struggling family of four is going through in Florida. They didn't get that because they're so hyper focused on some things that just don't matter. They didn't tap in and understand that some people are angry, and they don't even know why they're angry at this point in time. But they know they're angry because they feel abandoned. Is it because the jobs went away? Is it because the government has abandoned them? Is it because healthcare is rising? It's probably everything and then nothing. Sometimes people are just pissed. This is what happened. Both sides created this monster. Now that they have to face, both sides created this. This was not something that happened overnight. This happened, you know, in a month or two or six or even a year. This happened over a long period of time. I don't blame the Nate Silvers and any of these other pollsters out there for getting it wrong, because Donald is something we may never see again. A billionaire with a massive profile, a guy that in many ways was Teflon. And somebody, for all of those things and for all of the things he's had in life, the advantages, he's still the kind of guy that goes to McDonald's and can sit there and talk to somebody and not look uncomfortable. You know, Jack said something to me the other week that, to me, it was like the best thing he's ever said to me. You know, he said, you know, Dada? And I said, what? He goes, you know what's great? He goes, you're like one of us. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, you're like a kid, but you can talk to the big people, and that's cool because you're kind of like more like us. And I started laughing. A lot of voters out there thought Donald was similar. You can talk to these people, you can reason with them, and you can go in there and do stuff. But at the same time, you can talk to us. They talk over us. You talk to us. He tapped into the anger. Many people missed it. Understand that human nature played a huge portion of what took place last night. Never underestimate the anger of people. Never underestimate the fear of people. Never underestimate human nature. But they did. And this is what we got. And for the next 4 years, we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting That I know for sure. You know, we're going to do something every day. It's called What's Next? 20 past the hour, we're going to do this thing called What's Next? And we're going to tell you what's next. Could be for the country, could be for you, could be for whatever. We're going to break it down each and every single day. What's next? Well, the first What's Next? Next, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Every day at this time, 20 past, we're going to be doing something we call, so what's next? So what's next for the Donald? Well, first things first, it's meeting with the president tomorrow. He'll be meeting with President Obama. There is going to be, he's now, I mean, he gets all the stuff now, just to let you know. He gets all the same thing that the president gets as far as our security briefings, this, that, and the other. He gets it now. And they'll start working on the transition and getting this thing ready, because it is going to be interesting to see what takes place over the next few months. Now we got to start figuring out who's going to be and where, what kind of cabinet is he going to have? Is he going to have nothing but cronies? Is he going to look outside? And he's big on loyalty. And know this, that the likes of Newt Gingrich and Rudy Giuliani, they're not going anywhere. They're going to be around. They're part of his inner circle. They're part of a group of people that stuck by him. And don't be surprised if some of the people that in the past disappeared from the campaign but really were there from the beginning, they're going to crop up somewhere. But now it's going to be designing what's going to be happening for the first 100 days. As we all know, as the president of the United States, these first 100 days are vitally important. They're vitally important. So what's next for the president-elect is putting together these next 100 days. From the time he takes office, boom, he's going to have a roadmap that he's going to try to follow. He's going to unwind some stuff. He is going to try to get a grip and figure out exactly where things stand. Because while you may be talking about something, it's a different thing to actually be sitting there and looking at it. Things you think you could do, you realize you can't do, because if you did do it, you'd be screwed. Obamacare comes to mind. So what's next with that? Well, he's got to figure out a way to replace it with something. And I'm of the mind that you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater. There are things inside Obamacare that I have no problems with, and I am glad that we have them. Pre-existing conditions, things of this nature. And I'm going to say this right now. I don't think you should go bankrupt and lose everything in your because you're sick. I just don't think you should. I don't. I do not think so. So we're going to figure that out. And then he's got to look at ISIS. So what's next with ISIS? That's a good question. He's going to have to sit down with generals. He's going to have to sit down with foreign leaders. And he's going to have to start to figure out how we defeat these SOBs and do it in a way that hopefully doesn't put more boots on the ground. But don't be surprised if we have boots on the ground. But I think that everybody knew when we... You know, when this guy was going to be elected, if he was, boom, this is what was going to take place. And so what's next for the economy? Last night, it dumped big time. Big time. It calmed down today. People are freaking out. We saw it with the Brexit. We see it with all kinds of things. Let me tell you what the economy is. It wants stability. It's that guy or girl who wants stability in a relationship. That's what the economy is. The economy did not see, the stock market, the world market, did not see the victory for Donald Trump yesterday. So it freaked out. It panicked. Markets fell. Markets rebounded today. It took a deep breath. It now knows where it's going. It didn't yesterday. Well, it thought it had a path, and then that path was changed. So what's next for the economy? That's going to be a big question that Trump's going to have to answer. And of all of the things out there, there are two things that he needs to answer first and foremost for people. The economy and immigration. So what's next for immigration? He has promised a lot of things for immigration. Building a wall is one of them. I don't know if he's going to build a wall or a fence. I think he may try. I think he's going to find out, though, there are other more effective ways. As I've been on the border down there through our station in McAllen, we've been down there, and we're going to go down there again and spend some time there. And let me tell you something. There are other ways, as we have been told, because if you build an 18-foot wall, they'll get a 19-foot ladder. But there are other smarter ways. First and foremost, by enforcing the law. Secondly, if we're going to get serious about immigration, we have to go after the businesses. If you hire somebody that's not supposed to be here, you're going to pay for that. You find out that people start getting fearful of hiring people they may think are here illegally. So this is what's next for the next 160 days for Donald. You got a transition and then the first 100 days. Will he take this and use it? Will he look at last night as a mandate? Will he be smart and not overreach? Because a lot of times that power comes in and you get overexcited and you do some things that you may regret later. Or will he be very pragmatic? Think it out and do the right thing. I think the latter of the two, but we're going to find out what's next. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can also text the show. We love it when you do, 323-538-2423. Got several texts coming in. Please text me, 323-538-2423. Remember, every day, 20 past, we do So What's Next right here on The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Feel free to text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. What's next? Question mark, writes one texter. No resting on laurels and letting Trump handle it. Keep their feet to the fire. Stay awake, alert, and active. Hold our politicians accountable. Absolutely. Another texter writes in, what amused me the most was the look on the final map. There was a huge swath of red in the middle of the country, and then this black eye of blue in the middle called Illinois. There are a line of idiotic weird cousins that talks about the most inane things at Thanksgiving and embarrasses us, the whole family. So feel free to text the show. Love getting text messages from you. 323-538-2423. You know, the insanity of what took place last night. And by that, I mean just the sideswiping of everything. Because nobody really predicted. There was a few people out there that thought. I mean, we all thought. I mean, a lot of us thought, okay, Romney's got this. A lot of us thought about this. A lot of us thought about this. But in truth, last night was a surprise. Producer Phil, you were with me all night last night. You and Greg kicked ass, and Jim. Jim was surprised. I know that. And he was hopeful as hell. You were surprised.
I was surprised. I was going back and forth with it all night.
Yeah. I didn't know how to explain it. And like I said earlier, the shock that you see on the faces of the Hillary supporters is because they were so sure they had won. They were so sure that it was over and it was done with. They were so sure that they had it. And so, of course, they're shocked. The exit polls last night were surprising. He got about 10% of the black vote. He got 23% of the Latino vote. And just under, I mean, she was only 6% higher on the female educated vote. So it wasn't like a thing a lot of people thought it was going to go, right? But it was the shock last night of the faces. And that's the hard thing for people to take. But can I just say something, too, as we break this thing down? And again, we're playing Monday morning quarterback on a Wednesday because of a Tuesday night election. So you figure that one. And I'm going to say this. There are a lot of people out there who talk a good game. Whoopi Goldbergs and Jon Stewart and Samuel Jackson and a lot of these people out there who scream and yell that they're leaving this country. Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, Miley Cyrus. We're leaving this country if he gets voted in. We're leaving this country if he is going to be president. We're out of here. Move your ass then. Move your ass. If you think that the only way you can be in the country is if you get everything you want, and that if the country goes against your wishes, and that your first reaction is to pout, you remind me of somebody who's only in a relationship because of what it gives you. So move your ass. I got zero problems with it. No offense, but I won't miss you. If that's the way you feel about our country, if the way that you feel about our country is, it's not giving me what I need, so I'm going to leave. But if it gives me what I need later on, I reserve the right to come back. No. Sorry. It's like a marriage, through the good times and the bad times. And if you want a divorce, we reserve the right for you not to come back. You want to go cheat on us with another country because you think they're going to give you everything you want? Knock yourselves out. But as you'll find, just like a lot of times in relationships, guess what? The grass isn't always greener. If you don't want to be with us through the quote-unquote bad times as you perceive it, then we sure in the hell don't want you in the quote-unquote good times. And that goes for everybody else out there who whine, bitches, and moans. I saw on Facebook last night how many people were leaving. It's funny that the Canadian, they have like a visitors bureau and this website they have up there where you can go, you know, find out how it is to immigrate there. It broke down because people are that stupid. People are that insane. People are that asinine over stuff like this. If you don't want to be here in quote unquote the perceived bad times, then don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. I have zero problems with that. I have zero problems with that at all. And so many people buy into this stuff. I was watching somebody today saying, oh, my God, and you know what else? The Russians won the election for Trump. Congratulations, Sarah Silverman. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you have any idea how many elections we have undermined and or eliminated the foe only to replace them with somebody who was pro-capitalism and the United States and the West? Honduras, Guatemala, Haiti, tried it in Cuba, and about 100 other places throughout South America. But I love the freaking out of it, the drama kings and queens that were these. Phil, do we still have our commercial somewhere?
Which one?
Our drama queen commercial.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I can find
it. Yeah, our moving one. We should get that one. You know, we actually had a moving company who came to us because they knew there was going to be a lot of work. A lot of people waiting to get out of town. They were. We said, all right. You got Chad, you got a lot of people listening to you. I said, yeah, I sure do. He said, well, you know what? You think these people might, you know, want to, maybe we'll do some advertising on our show. Because, you know, people are going to be looking to get out of here no matter who wins. And I said, oh, no way. I said, yeah. So they had us put together a commercial. I said, okay, we'll do it. We'll help you out. We will. Because all I hear is how everybody's leaving. Sarah Silverman's going, right? Because she don't want to be here. Shows you kind of loyalty she has, right? That's the loyalty that you have. Chelsea Handler? Fine, go ahead. Go ahead. All the people that, and let me tell you, it's been this way for a long time. Where people, I'm moving out of the country of such and such. But never have I seen it like this. And I love the fact that these stars seem to think that they have some sort of magical sway over people, as if we'll show you. Well, if they're willing to, quote unquote, abandon you in the bad times, you really want them around in the good times? Do you? That's a fair question. Here is the moving company that we did a commercial for the other day. The election is here, and it's time for close to half of you to pack your bags and get ready for that much-promised and whined-about move to Canada, Mexico, or Lithuania. At Drama Queen Movers, we'll help you get to that perfect place with no fuss, no muss, and we'll even provide the shipping containers to help you get out of Dodge fast. Our first and only priority is to help you get to that safe space where no one can ever take your guns. Your free speech is always protected, as well as your choice. And neither Trump nor Hillary will make the hairs on the back of your neck ever stand up again. And right now, Drama Queen Movers have operators standing by for your fake overreaction. Call 555-MOVE-NOW. That's 555-MOVE-NOW. Drama Queen Movers, where we don't move anything except a whole lot of hot air. Oh, that's about as good as it gets right there. And I'm totally fine with that. Texter writes in, I also heard that Mexico wants to build a wall now to keep us out. Probably. Another texter says, thanks so much for calling them out. I would, but I don't have a nationally syndicated radio show. Well, I do, and I did call them out, and good luck to them. And another texter writes in and says, I think Trump only wants white straight men left in the country to breed with his daughters. Everyone else will be deported. I don't know if that's true. I don't think it's true. But you know what, celebs? If you want to leave, please, for the love of God, have a good life. We're not going to miss your entertainment, because the beauty of America is we'll always replenish once you leave. We'll always replenish. Major movie star dies tomorrow. Nobody goes, well, we're done doing movies. Elvis died. We still do music. Right? So if you want to leave, don't come back. When you find out the castle that you thought was on the other side is actually a treehouse, and we've rebuilt a castle here, and then ask us for our money, because we want no part of that. Speaking of stuff you want a part of and stuff you don't want a part of, you don't want to have bad health. You do want a part of Super Beats. Blood flow, absolutely important. You're getting older, circulation's important. We all want to make sure we feel good. Now, there's a natural way to support healthy blood flow. What you do is you get enough dietary nitrates in your body, convert those things to nitric oxide. The easiest, quickest, best way to do it is Super Beats. One little scoop right into water, smoothie, yogurt, whatever it is. Boom, away you go. You will feel it. Within 15, 20 minutes, you feel the difference. You feel the energy. You get that. It's like a boost of energy. And it's not like a lot of these other drinks and things out there, caffeine and all these other things that promise you the world. But all they really do is give you, like, you know, 30 minutes of up and then lots of downtime and tons of sugar and nastiness. And the taste is something people worry about. Super Beats taste is delicious. In fact, Phil, we were rocking, 6 hours last night nonstop? We were super beaten up.
Yeah, 6 hours, and I did have Super Beats during the show. In fact, I just got some on the last break here because I forgot to get it during the show. But, yeah, man, I replaced my coffee in the morning. I don't crash. I don't feel jittery. I don't feel any of the other stuff I have with the other energy drinks, and it tastes absolutely great.
Super Beats works 3 times faster, giving you the results you can feel, and it tastes delicious. within 20 minutes. You feel it. Right now, Super Beats is doing something amazing. You're going to get 30-day supply free with your first order. You're also going to get nitric oxide indicator strips. They're absolutely amazing. It tells you if it's working in your body. You take before and after. You see it working in your body. Free book. Beat the odds. And all of this comes to you with free shipping. Okay, it's guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff is delicious and it works and it's guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Let's change it up. Do a little say, woo! Chad Benson Show.
Your mama. That's right, I said your mama.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Your mama.
Say what? Mama. Say what? Say what?
That's right, I said your mama.
You text the show, love when you do. 323-538-2423. Also, feel free to tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Somebody tweeted at us, at Indy_Joe, just for the record, most national polls were right and the LA Times was wrong. She'll end up winning the national vote by 2-3%. I don't know how they had him winning it when everybody else had them losing. Phil, did you see any national polls that had him winning?
Not that I can remember.
I had him winning certain states, but nationally, I didn't have any polls that I can remember where he was, where they had him up. Like, that wasn't Fox, right? Like, Fox had him up. Breitbart had him up. But, you know, outside of that, I'm talking about, you know, national polls that, you know, Quinnipiac and things of that nature. No, I don't remember that. But I do know that L.A. Times had him up. So, we shall see. Weirdest foods. Fast foods. Donald's going to be traveling. He's going to be president of these here United States. He's going to go places where they don't got America food. And he'll be trying some other stuff. And if he goes to certain places, he might find out that while, yes, they have stuff like McDonald's, their McDonald's isn't always like ours. How about this one? And, Phil, you're kind of a foodie, producer Phil. You do like some of these things.
Yeah.
How would you like a McCurry pan?
Actually, I'd eat it. That sounds good.
Yes. It's filled with spicy chicken and vegetables.
Oh, yeah. I'm all over it.
So it's a McCurry pan. And it depends on where it is, but it is interesting. It looks interesting. And again, you can get this in McDonald's. The Black Burger. We had this here in the U.S., but it's also in Japan, and they're the first one to use it. It's where the bun is completely black. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Burger King had that a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's their home. Now, they also have pink burgers. KFC has a pink burger tinted with rose, purely aesthetic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. How about an omelet burger in Hungary? The McOmelet.
Eggs?
It is a McPumpkin omelet, by the way.
Eh, I don't know.
Oh, it is a combination of vegetable, hash browns, and egg in a seeded bun. The McRice burger in the Philippines. The buns are made of sticky rice, and you can get that on a chicken or beef patty.
That sounds pretty cool because one of the things around here and like one of the trends was making hamburger buns out of ramen noodles.
Well, yeah, we had Red Robin did that. In fact, the Czar and I went to lunch there. We and Anthony went with us. We went a couple months ago and they had the ramen noodle burgers and the Czar was dangerous enough to try it. It was interesting. The minute he took a bite, it kind of fell apart.
Yeah, I bet it would. I bet it
did. So it wasn't – And it looked weird, you know? I mean, it looked weird. How about the McLobster roll?
I am not ordering quality seafood from McDonald's.
Yeah. That has food poisoning written all over it.
That's like the new Arby's venison sandwich. I'm not getting venison from a fast food restaurant.
No. That's Arby's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? If you go to... the UK and also Luxembourg, you can get the hot dog pizza by Domino's where it's got pizza in the center and the crust are little mini hot dogs.
No.
How about this? This is weird because we love doing this in America because if you go to Taco Bell, you get like the Doritos like taco shell. How about the world's first Doritos pizza crust? from Pizza Hut.
No.
No. No, that looks gross. That looks absolutely gross. That looks... Corn Philly. What is this? KFC Brazil sells a chicken burger topped with cream of corn.
I'd go for that.
Yeah. Mush and cheese back in Japan. This is a fusion of weirdness. Topped with cranberry sauce and mush and cheese. I don't know what mush is, but it doesn't look delicious. Oh, this is my favorite. In India, the odd curry tray things that they've got out there is the Maharaja. It is like a Big Mac, but with chicken and spicy curry, very orange looking. Ooh, here's one for you, dude. This is one for us, Phil. We're doing this.
All right.
KFC Conception that was made available in Australia and Japan. It is the KFC Double Down Burger. It's got chicken on the outside as the buns, and then it's just got meats on the inside.
I had whatever the original Double Down was. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, doing that because we're dangerous, and it's got meats that I recognize. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Love hearing from you. This be the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.